Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 to 19. John the Baptist is Elijah? We saw Jesus send out his disciples with commands regarding how to carry out the task and handle responses to the message. Look at verse 1 of Matthew 11. Now it came to pass, when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples, that he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities. Jesus went into the cities of the disciples to preach. That would be the area of Galilee. An event occurred prompting Jesus to speak about faith. And we can see three issues related to faith, which may not be obvious at first glance, but are important to those who serve the Lord. Let's look at those. First, Jesus gave a support for faith, verses 2 to 6. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and tell John the things which you see and hear. The blind see, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me." Are you the coming one, or should we look for another? This is the third time we've seen John in this gospel. First we saw him preaching in chapter 3. Then we saw him imprisoned in chapter 4, verse 12. And now we see him seeking an answer from Jesus. John the Baptist had introduced Christ as the one who would bring in a very fierce judgment. Look at back at chapter 3 and verse 12. "His winnowing hand fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Could John be a little confused? He's in prison. Jesus is doing a healing ministry instead of judgment. Jesus is based in Galilee, far from Jerusalem. Jesus is not well received. Had John misread Jesus' agenda? How did Jesus answer John's question? Well, he sent back John's disciples as eyewitnesses. Go and tell John. Isaiah chapter 29, which John would know, verses 18 and 19. "In that day the deaf shall hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The humble also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel." Isaiah chapter 35, verses 5 and 6, the first part of it. "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing." Jesus' only explanation to John was the miracles. He knew John's faith was strong. This is so crucial to our faith walk. When God seems to be doing something that does not fit our understanding, we need to go back to His Word and get adjusted. When did you last get adjusted by God? Through His Word. So Jesus gave a support for faith by talking about the miracles. Second, Jesus gave a call to faith. Look at verses 7 to 15. "As they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, 'What did you see when you went out into the wilderness to see? What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, face, who will prepare your way before you. Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. As with the rich young ruler, Jesus used the event to teach his followers, the multitudes, some believers, some not. They were mostly curious, attracted by the stories of his miracles. There are many reasons people turn to God. A crisis, fear, a tragedy, some need, curiosity, loneliness. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A prophet? More than a prophet. John the Baptist is greater than all the Old Testament prophets. And why? Well, first of all, he prophesied of the coming Messiah. Chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, and then 11. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And down verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water and to repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. That makes him like the other prophets. So he prophesied of the coming Messiah, but he participated in the coming. Verse 10, for this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. So like the old prophets, he spoke of the coming Messiah, but he also got to participate in that coming. And he also got to proclaim the arrival. John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. You see, they only prophesied of his coming. John experienced it. And verse 12 is a curious one. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. The message of the kingdom has prompted a strong reaction by the world. But it cannot be suppressed or stopped. The best way to understand it, the kingdom is moving forward and only the committed get in. Verse 14 is a call to faith by Jesus. If you're willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. Malachi chapter 4 verses 5 and 6. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. This does not suggest John the Baptist was Elijah. He came in the spirit and power of Elijah. And then third, Jesus gave a need for faith. Verses 16 to 19. But to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their companions and saying, we played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not lament. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a winebibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified by her children. But to what shall I liken this generation? Like children. The people, the unbelieving, act like children. They demand much, but are never satisfied by the response. John's abstinent lifestyle was rejected. Jesus' normal lifestyle, It was rejected. The world, listen, the world will not and it cannot provide the answers you seek. There is a need for faith. Listen, give up trying to do it on your own and trust Jesus. You have a great day.